in June, I'm in China. I preach for a group of young evangelists. I never preached that strong in that service because they had just been through a heavy persecution. None of them can return home. Government is tracing them, and they've been hiding over the place, and they still preach the gospel when they are out there, cannot go back home. What opportunity to gather together. And in my own flesh, I want to comfort them. I say, those men of God and women of God suffer for God for big price. I say, Lord, comfort them. Comfort them. But instead of comfort them, and God give me a message to challenge them. And the message is, no one hiding after Pentecost. Before the Pentecost, they hide in the room because their Lord is crucified. But after Pentecost, when the fire of the Holy Ghost come, they just go out all over the place and preach the gospel. Even they face the great persecution, they just gather together and cry out to God for more power, for more authority, and then go out again. So I challenge those young evangelists. I say, Lord, see us worthy to receive this message. It's very heavy, but I think he comes as worthy. So what kind of Pentecostal fire we want? If we really want the one in Acts chapter 2, be prepared. Be prepared. You cannot hide yourself behind the bushes. You gotta do, let God shine through you, even in the midst of heavy persecution. So that afternoon, that whole meeting room is like a fire furnace, but God's fire furnace. Hallelujah. And God just sent down the fire, and after meeting, they go out again to preach the gospel all over the place. They refuse to sit down and hide themselves in fear. He said, my God is much greater. Same thing happened to me. You know, after that trip, the government tried to search me. You know, my own father, I said, you are too dangerous. But in August, I still go in. Even though I got that bad news. But I say, I always have a good news. That's my God still alive. Hallelujah. That's greater than any government, greater than any leader of nation. My God's still in control. The only thing I need to do is trust him. If my time is come yet, I won't be at rest. But when my time is come, my God will bring me through. So God will tell me 9 years later, I'm going to be at rest in China. But God didn't tell me what happened after that. But I don't care. I don't care. Because I say on my mind, even I die to myself, I've come worthy for the name of Jesus Christ. It's nothing rejoicing. Just you can serve this God and really do something for him. No, it's not we can suffer for the Lord, but his grace. He will give you all the grace you need if you trust him to bring you through. So I don't know, I will die for the namesake of Jesus Christ, but I say, Lord, just give me the grace. I'm willing to do it. That's all he needs. He didn't ask for my suffering, he asked for my obedience. And then he will give me the grace to go through it. Hallelujah. So in the final, the enemy surrender. The enemy give the praises for those people that go through those things. They didn't fight themselves. They just sustain and hang in there for God want them to do and refuse compromise. And the enemy will find out those people are servant of God. And don't dare to touch them and give the praise to God. One time in China, I'm traveling. You know, I preached this. We are the apple of God's eyes. I preached this sermon. And then I began to explain because, you know, I say this when I was a little kid. But I not really understand what that means. We are the apple of his eyes. You know? And then one day, Lord just began to show to me, do you dare allow other people to touch your eyeball? If someone approach you and try to touch your eyeball, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to stop him immediately. And Lord said, that's exactly what happened when the enemy come to you. So that day I begin to, you know, after message, I begin to travel for one day train, take 24 hours train. And originally we can sleep in the train, but I want to save money. I also, each time I go to China, I ask God for grace for me to suffer with them. Because, you know, I come from United States. It's hardly to suffer for the Lord in the United States. So I precious every opportunity that come to me. I say, Lord, I want to suffer with my own people. So I have an opportunity to sleep in the car, but I say, no, we just do the same thing. I want to be the same as you guys. I don't want to be privileged. And very interesting, there's a lot of robber, you know, in the train. And knows we come from outside, have a lot of money. Because they know we can upgrade to the sleeping car. And they all surrounding us. There's about 15 of them. And look into us, you know, just try to get us to sleep, and they can do what they want, you know. So I have money in my pocket, and I'm just holding there and say, oh my. What kind of train is this? But instead of fear, you know, in the surroundings, and I remember the sermon I just preached. I said, Lord, I'm the apple of your eyes. Should not be I'm afraid of them, should them afraid of me? So I said, who gonna be afraid? So I begin, instead of afraid and try to hide myself, I begin to praise God, hallelujah, in the midst of that train. I begin to pray in tongues. I begin to pray the people watch over me. I just pray for him. I say, Lord, thank you. Give me the opportunity to pray for the lost. So this young man, you know, he don't understand this man. I should rob him, but he's looking at me and speaking language I don't understand. And then he begins so nervous and look around and don't know what to do. And suddenly the spirit of joy hit me. I begin to laugh and laugh and laugh. The whole train can, you know, whole car can hear my laughing. Hallelujah. Just so rejoicing. I find out I have such a freedom. I don't have to fear. I just reject the fear. I just begin to still rejoicing. And after I laugh, I look around, all gone. None is sitting there. It's all gone. 15 of them, I think, it's all gone. See, that is small things. God can do in a small circumstance. God can do in a big circumstance. It's the same. It's the same principles. But we need to practice. I haven't gone through that heavy one like brother and sister have in China, you know. The people beat them with electric rope. The whole thing is just dysfunction when hit on them. When they hit them on face or on their body, they have no feeling. God just protect them. Same thing happened to me last month before I go to China. One morning I preached. If we love our parents, love our own lives more than Jesus Christ, we are not worthy to call be a disciple of Jesus. If you go through the persecution for the name of Jesus Christ, you're going to be blessed. And then God testing comes. The afternoon, I visit my father, which is 80-some years old. I bring him to the Lord, about 80 years old. And when we visit my own father, and he don't understand what I'm doing. And he said, why you do this? Why you quit your job? The high salary job. I raised you up for 20 years, you know, Chinese father. I raised you up for 20 years, and you are the smallest one, my heart dear loved one, and now you forsake all. You must be nonsense. Why you do this? Why you do this? If you want to be a pastor, find a church, get a salary. Why risk your life and without any resource and go to a risk place to preach the gospel, to minister to the people? Why you do that? And then he hit me on the face. I mean, I'm 36 years old, still like a little child, hit by my own father. But I just go through that fire. It's not easy for me. Last time my father hit me is when I was a teenager. I'm a gangster. He hit me from outside the street, hit me to the home. But this time he hit me completely different reasons. I just let him hit me. But I don't feel anything. It's just like nothing. But I kind of mixed feeling. From my flesh, I want to cry. But in my heart, it's a song of rejoicing. Because God gave me more blessing. And most of all, I can know the Father's heart for me. So that night, I rushed to the church. I don't want to see anybody. I just rushed to the church. Say, Father, this time I need you most. Heavenly Father, I need you most. I need your love once again to fill me up. So in the Pentecostal church, people, small children begin dancing around the church. You know, I'm the one sick there. It's very hard for me to dance at that time. But Father just speak to me. Say, son, like small David, just praise me. Praise me. Even you go through that fire, just praise me in praise. Dancing before me. It's nothing too hard for you to go through. Say, Lord, I obey. I obey. So I begin to dance with all my might, like a small child before God. And then the Spirit of God come upon me. I fall on the floor and crying, crying, crying. That's the most powerful prayer is crying, like a small child. I say, Lord, just take me. He knows all along. And you just like a small child, come to his presence. And so, Lord, I need your love. I need you to come for me. And he always there. He always there. Even the people don't understand. Even my own father don't understand. But Heavenly Father, he's watching over me. And that will bring the great rejoicing. And you see, the Jesus win the victory by dying himself as an innocent Lamb of God. He led the devil to touch him. And sometimes you don't understand why Heavenly Father so loved his son, allowed these things to happen to his beloved son. To hit by the devils, be crucified. But through the death, Jesus win the victory. The devil touched the one who is innocent without anything for nature. So when that day when I be hit, I said, devil, you're going to pay back. You're going to pay back. This time, I'm innocent. This time, you're hitting a Lamb of God. I'm child God. The Christ in me. You're not he just me, he Christ himself. And you're gonna pay back. See, in the outside, he's the Lamb of God. In the inside, he's the tribe of Judah, the Lion of Judah. When time comes, he shows forth his authority and power. So on that trip, I go to China, I know God wants to do the big things. Because devil have to pay back. So at first meeting in China, once I get to the meeting, the glory of God, I will fill the room. And people begin to fall under power of God. You know, without much preaching. Because I already pay the price, and people pay the price. And when each time when we gather together, God's in our midst, in great power, in great love, in great authority. Hallelujah. We serve a wonderful God. I want to show the young people, don't compromise. Don't allow the temptation to rob you. Just walk straight. And you're going to see the victory. And it's worthy to walk this path. The road of the cross. Today we preach a gospel is too simple. But without any price. I mean, of course Jesus paid a low price for us. But today we need to follow him to walk on the same path. We're not just thinking about our own enjoyment. We're going to refuse to have a compromise with the devil and refuse to bow down for the golden image. Now, I usually say Jesus is the most prosperity person on this earth. But from outside, he's a poor. But he never let go of money. He come from the place that streets go. He never let go of money. You know, one day they ask for tax money. You know, he says you go fishing. And the fish prepare the money for him. He never lack on money. But from outside, he may not be rich. But he have a treasure on heaven. Wherever there's a need, God always in time. So I encourage you this morning, refuse to fear about your future. Refuse to fear about your financial situation. I speak to the nation also, this nation. Don't bow to that golden image what they will try to set up in this place. And we should stand up with a standard and people look at us without any fear and as much for rejoicing in those crises. And they will see the much brighter fire you have in you in this fire furnace. And not only that, the Son of God be with you and walk with you through the fire. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, you're still alive. You're alive in us. The hope of glory. Lord, we thank you that Jesus lives. Jesus is in me. To show that the treasure is in this vessel. Show that power is not from my own, it's from you. Father God Almighty. Lord, I lack of nothing because you are the great I am. You are the everything. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. Lord, you are everything all I need. Lord, just give us that simple faith. Stretch that faith and trust you to bring us through all the obstacles, all the testing, all the fire furnace. But Lord, we refuse to doubt. We refuse to fear. We just lay hold of your promise. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Lord, today we ask for that fire to stir up us again. Lord, ask for that fire, the first love, begin to burn again in our heart. Don't let us be cold and look wrong and sit there, do nothing. Lord, just stir us up, Lord, by your fire, Holy Ghost. That would bring the Pentecostal to us. Lord, we go forth to the nations, to our cities, to our streets, Lord, preach the gospel. Lord, you give us enough grace to stand firm, to show the way. The people in the darkness are looking around. Where is the way? Where is the way of deliverance? Where is the way of freedom? Where to get a bondage out of our body? Lord, let your church rise up and show the way of Jesus Christ. Show there's a bright shining Son of God in us. Hallelujah. Show forth your glory, Lord, in your church. That people can see there's a much greater fire in us, much greater glory in us, that will consume all the physical fire that try to oppress us, try to hinder us, try to put a bondage among us. But Lord, you just let the fire begin to burn in our hearts, the burn of all the bondage that enemy tried to put in our heart. That people surround us are gonna see it. Like God in us is greater, is much greater. Hallelujah. To receive the honor and glory forever, Lord. Lord, we are your servants, Lord. We are your servants. Remember your servants, Lord. In the midst of the fire furnace, Lord, let us be a living testimony, Lord, for you, Lord. For your name's sake, Lord. Let us of life will be a testimony. Let us a person will be a living servant. And people are going to see Jesus in his church. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. I pray every brother and sister in this room, Lord. You're going to bless them with your presence, Lord. You're going to bless them with your face, Lord. You're going to bless them with your power and authority, oh God. So they can stand firm and walk on the path that goes through the suffering, goes through the trial, but bring the victory. Hallelujah. With them, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.